Why did you call 911 for then? What did you need?
A cheeseburger.
You're just a hungry little fella, aren't you?
I was that hungry.
I'm young, I'm hungry, and I'm a very motivated individual.
Good morning. It's currently 8:06, and you're listening to the Hungry in the Morning show right here on 97.3 FM, The Eagle, serving America's best. I'm Petty Officer Second Class Alonzo Martin Frazier, but as always, you can just call me Hungry. The sun is finally out. We're having a good time. I know a lot of y'all probably don't fully wake up until you have a cup of coffee. My question is, where are you getting that cup of coffee? Are you getting it from a cafe? Are you making it? I make my coffee. I really love super, super, super strong coffee. I don't add anything to it. It's great. And I save money by doing it myself. But here's the thing, all right? Sometimes I be craving something a little sweet. I be craving something a little fancy, okay? I go over to, I don't know, Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. I get myself a nice specialty coffee. I do that, you know, a little often, not every day or anything. But I'm thinking, like, how much money am I spending on these nice little specialty drink coffees? What if I just learn how to make them myself this year? So that's one thing that I'm doing, not only to save money, but also to have like a little bit of fun on the side. Learn to make some really cool, like, special coffees. I don't know how to froth milk. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to put it on a saucepan and make it all like foamy and stuff, but I'm gonna learn and I'm gonna make it all tasty and I'm gonna save money that way. How about some things that you could do to add to your already existing routine, some substitutions you can make to make life better, to make it more interesting, and, you know, maybe even more economically efficient? I don't know. Maybe start brainstorming some things. Let me know if you like coffee just as much as I do. I got some pop hits for you this morning that I'd love to sit through with you on this morning commute. So let's get into it. So I just want to put a little plug out there. It can feel, I don't know, a little bit like we're quite separated from American pop culture and all that stuff. I mean, you're listening to this radio station right here, but besides that, like, you know, it can sometimes feel a little constrained, like you ain't got the same opportunities a lot of folks do stateside. Here's one plug I want to give you. I recently went to go see my favorite artist of all time, Patti Smith. Live out here in Rome, and that just got me thinking, like, wait, there are so many amazing artists that come out here to get performances. I mean, Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, I know a lot of people are really into her as well. Coming to Milano pretty much every year, right? And there's so many other artists that are doing that too. You want to have a little brat girl summer, whatever. Charlie XCX plays in European cities all over way too many times a year, so there's really like no excuse to not get to listen to your favorite artists live, even though we're stationed out here. But if you want to do that, you're going to have to get the tickets in advance. You're going to have to plan early. You're going to have to look this up. So do some research. I know we talk a lot about traveling and going to see places and stuff like that, but did you think about maybe seeing your favorite artist possibly for cheaper than you would stateside? That's an underutilized opportunity that you might want to get in on. Tickets that are usually like $200 over there were like 40 for me at some of the places that I was looking at for some artists. I mean, I don't know. That could be your situation too. I encourage you to check it out. Maybe you can plan your vacations not just around like little federal holidays and stuff, but hey, if an artist you love is going to, I don't know, Amsterdam, then that's an excuse to take a trip to Amsterdam and then you tack on that little trip afterwards. I'm going to keep playing amazing songs from these said pop artists. So get hyped. Be listening to the music and thinking like, oh, that person, I love that person. Maybe they're playing. And then maybe you look it up and you're like, okay, these are my plans. And you might even make, I don't know, little goals so that you can budget for those trips and stuff like that. Hey, sounds like motivation.
And now, for your local three-day forecast.
Good morning. It's currently 8:31 at the moment, the perfect time for your weather update. Today is looking rainy and very cloudy with a high of 59 and a low of 46. Right now, 50. The next 2 days are going to be cloudy but not rainy, hopefully, with a high of 59 and a low of 41. As far as the current local exchange rate goes, 1 euro is going to cost you $1.01. That's courtesy of Community Bank, and it is subject to change, so please keep your eyes peeled on that.
When I met you in the summer.
When disaster strikes, staying connected with your loved ones becomes more important than ever. With the recent wildfires in California spreading unpredictably, many families are facing uncertainty and challenges. I mean, I got family there, and trying to figure out like where they were going to go when they had to evacuate, it was insane. As a service member, we're all, you know, committed to protecting and serving, but what about the safety and well-being of those you love? That's where the American Red Cross Emergency Communication Service comes in. By registering for AmCross messages, you ensure that no matter where your family is, where you are, you'll be informed if your family is impacted by things like these fires or anything else, whether it's a health emergency or vital news. The Red Cross will work to get a message to you letting you know what's happening no matter where you're stationed. It's the only service emergency notification-wise that's recognized by the DoD, so if you get one, it can help empower your chain of command if you were to need to take emergency leave or something like that to be with family. For any emergency, by the way, if that's not clear, not just the fires. This simple step of going to register just ensures peace of mind. I mean, knowing you'll never be out of the loop when your family needs you the most. You can visit redcross.org or speak with your command today to register for AmCross messages. I tell you what, I am registered and have been registered. Even if you have one, you might want to check it out and make sure it's up to date because, you know, I mean, the delays of like getting this stuff right and together when you know something's happening and then you have to go back to this service even though you know what's wrong so you can get an official version of what you already know, that's already time you're wasting, right? But if you do that now and there's no delay between you know that something's messed up and you are immediately empowered to go do what you can to support whoever needs help. All right, it's currently 8:56 at the moment, and you're listening to the Hungry in the Morning show right here on 97.3 FM, The Eagle, serving America's best. I'm Petty Officer Second Class Alonzo Martin Frazier, but as always, you can just call me Hungry. The sun is out. I'm feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. It might just be because I have finished my snacks for the morning and I'm ready to get to it, get on to the next snack. I've got, let's see, 3 more in the bag. I'm okay. I can make it through the day. I hope your day is going to continue on to go super amazingly as well. Hey, listen, I hope things go well. I got one more banger left to get you to the little news update with sports from the stateside. So here's Boy's a Liar by Pink Panthers. And the ever so lovely Ice Spice. Take a look inside your heart.